Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of April by Audrey Carlin, performed by Summer Morton. Chapter 1.
Well, hey there, sweet thing, were the first words out of his sexy-assed mouth.
Too bad the words, along with the way his eyes traced over me, set my temperature rising, and not in a good way. Mason Murphy leaned against a limo. He had aviator sunglasses, coppery brown hair, and a smirk that probably melted panties of all his baseball fans. Fortunately for me, I'd been around several hotter-than-hot men the last few months, and wasn't impressed. I held out my hand. He pursed his lips, pushed his glasses on top of his head, gracing me with stunning green eyes. They were as dark as emeralds, and just as pretty.
What, no kiss?
I narrowed my brows, cocked a hip, and crossed my arms over one another.
Seriously? You're going with that?
His head shot back, and he pulled his glasses off his head, then proceeded to dangle the end of one side in his mouth. Again, he looked me up and down.
Feisty. I like a girl that's a bit of a challenge.
I closed my eyes, blinked several times to see if I was still asleep from the Benadryl I'd taken on the plane. Flying always made me jittery. Nothing like what I was feeling right now, though.
You're a real piece of work, aren't you?
His eyes opened wide, and a huge grin slipped across his distractingly well-sculpted face. High cheekbones, a little dent at the chin, and those sparkling eyes looked wicked. He moved close to me, hung an arm around my neck, and kissed the side of my temple. It took everything I had not to turn and plant one on him. A punch to the face, that is.
You're going to remove your arm from me and back away. Have you no manners?
Mason planted his feet in front of me and leaned close, as if to whisper.
I know what you are, and I'm totally okay with it. Very, very okay with it. We're going to have some fun together.
I pushed his chest enough to get him out of my face.
Look, Mr. Murphy.
Mr. Murphy, he said, mockingly.
Ooh, I like that.
Sucking in a breath, I clenched down on my teeth. If I bit my tongue, I might have bitten it straight in half with how much this guy irritated me.
What I was trying to say before you interrupted me...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?